We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hurricane Florence made landfall about 90 minutes ago at 6:15 Central Time, 7:15 on the East Coast at Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. And joining us all week has been Al Jones from 1010 Winds in New York. He's been in Wilmington, North Carolina for most of that week. What's your location now, Al?
Pulled back to Wake County up near Raleigh, where a lot of the people are coming. They're still pouring in. There's like last-minute evacuees. They had to open three more shelters last night for the folks on the coast who are trying to get away from the hurricane. And those barrier island towns, Atlantic Beach, Emerald Isle, they're taking a pounding. Can you imagine 2 feet of rain and 10 feet of storm surge? One guy here, Steve Wilkin, and he's here with his dog. He says, at least he's okay. That's what's important. But he's also come to the realization that his home on Emerald Isle is probably gone.
We've talked this week about all of the people evacuating, but the people who have chosen to stay, we're hearing this morning reports from people around North Carolina, but particularly this morning, New Bern, who are needing a water rescue. Not sure if they're going to get that, but some people wondering, why didn't they just leave?
Well, the mayor of New Bern is saying that they just don't get storms like this. Now, despite all the warnings that this was not a normal storm, you know, folks there, the hurricanes come in and then they immediately swing back out. They don't have to deal with this, but the Neuse River is dealing with 10, 11 feet of storm surge. So here's a river that's normally pretty placid. All of a sudden, it's this torrent. The water's risen that far, and that's trapped folks in their homes. The mayor tweeting out to those stranded, and there's about 150, stay put, that we will get you, but it's not easy. They're using those swift water boats that FEMA has to try to go from home to home, but you got to get people out. They're coming out of the second floor windows. They're coming out of the attic.
This is Al Jones from 1010 Winds in New York, our station there. He is in North Carolina following Hurricane Florence. Dangerous winds, dangerous Category 1 storm when it made landfall at 7:15 Eastern time. You mentioned you're close to Raleigh, North Carolina now. What is that city like? These cities obviously are, I would imagine, are growing, and people are traveling, trying to get as far west as they can.
Yeah, the hotels here are full. The shelters, as I mentioned, they have to open up new ones. People are trying to get as far away from the coast because I think a lot of folks who said this was just another hurricane and then they saw it go from a Category 4 down to a Category 1, now they think they're realizing this was the real deal. And the people that I've talked to that evacuated, they said they have no regrets. No matter what happens back home, if they go home, everything's fine. They'll feel great, but at least they have the peace of mind. For those who didn't leave early and are now trying to get out, the other thing they have to deal with is a lot of road closures, not necessarily closed by officials. They're closed by water. There's hundreds of roads on the coast that you can't drive on. Even I-40 coming up out of Wilmington, it's got water on the road.
All right. Well, even though we've been talking about Florence all week, Al, it's really only just begun. We appreciate all of your help this week and stay safe.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.